You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here, folks, on this Monday, a gorgeous Monday night in Wisconsin. Why is it gorgeous? Because we are talking about really fun stuff. Aaron Zommers is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, producing the show from Madison, as I am in the Great White North here, coming to you live. It is great to
Where talk. Are you, Pete?
I am in Marinette, Mike, a little town you're very well aware of.
What's your home address?
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Put that out there.
God, all hell's breaking loose here. That is the voice of Mike Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. He is my guest right now, and Mike has agreed to stay with us past the news. Leading up to the news, we were talking about sitcoms and the best sitcoms built around comedians. And we talked about Seinfeld and Roseanne, and I've got a couple I'm going to throw at Mike in just a minute.
Okay. I have a couple, too.
Yeah, save those up. We'll discuss. And Zommers, you're welcome to get in on the conversation as well, as are all of you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment. We are always open, and you are always more than welcome to be part of the show, folks, regardless of topic. Having said that, our question of the night is, what is your favorite pizza topping and what is your least favorite pizza topping? It is National Pizza Day. So let us know, be part of the show. Our number one has come and gone. We talked to the Door County Film Festival organizers, Kurt Kraus, Antonio Polk, and Chris Opper. The Door County Film Festival happens this weekend. I will be there giving the keynote speech. Very excited about that. So come on out to the Door County Film Festival in one of the most beautiful parts of our state here in Wisconsin, and it promises to be a great time. You can hear all of that on hour number one if you go to civicmedia.us. You can also hear hour number two at civicmedia.us. We catalog every show in podcast form. Zommers, what am I missing? Are we caught up?
I think we're caught up.
I'm still coughing, though. And you know what I did? I think I just made caffeinated coffee. Like, I made decaf this morning, and that's why I was so grumpy all day. So I tried to rectify that, and now I'm going to be up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, you're drinking the caffeine at night. Good for you, buddy. I mean, my mom can do that. She can have, like, a cup of coffee and then go right to bed. I'm like, I can't do that. If I have some after, like, 4, I'm like, oh, it looks like I'm up late.
Yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I'm kind of all over the place on that. Folks, Rich LoCascio will be here at 7:20 as well from WRJN, our on-air pal. He is also a wrestling announcer, and he got in on the action this last weekend. So we're going to talk to Rich about that, as well as we're going to have a great discussion too about what wrestlers have made the best actors. So there you go, Mike. There's another topic for you. I go David Batista.
Oh, yeah, Batista. You got The Rock, of course.
Is The Rock a good actor?
I think he is good. I think he is. He certainly has he's just like total charisma on two legs. You know what I mean? He's just, he's got it. Some people just have that thing. And he's got it. I haven't seen The Smashing Machine, which I heard he's very good at.
I've heard he's good at that too, yeah. He's got that kind of thing where he can look at you and raise an eyebrow. He's got charisma, but I don't know. What do I know? all right, so pardon me. We talked about Seinfeld, Roseanne. I'm going to throw another one at you, Mike. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, the dirty Seinfeld, or the R-rated Seinfeld. I thought
that was so funny. Before Larry David, like, we all knew Seinfeld. And before Curb Your Enthusiasm, only people in the business knew Larry David.
Yeah.
And then people, when this show shows up on HBO, people are like, who's this Larry David? And then you realize, you know, it's all about him being who he is. And, you know, of course, an exaggerated version of him. And it's like, oh, you added two and two together. And it's like, this is the brains behind the whole Seinfeld show. I mean, this is when you saw the storylines that would come back and you know, the slices of life and stuff like that. It was like, of course, a lot of it was Jerry, but you're like, oh, yeah. A lot of it was this guy that I had no idea who he was.
It makes you wonder too, like when they, like one of the ones I've watched recently was when the season four, when they make the pilot at the end of the season and George walks in and it's Jeremy Piven is auditioning to be him.
Yes.
And George is like, you gotta be kidding me. This guy's terrible. like did Larry David do that when Jason Alexander walked in the room and auditioned to be him, you know?
Yeah. The, so I'll throw one out at you, Pete, the, Bob Newhart.
Yeah, great one.
There you go. And you realize it's
two of them.
Yes, and the secret behind it. I mean, he was so low key.
Yeah.
You know, the key is to just having the right cast around you. Like Seinfeld could not carry a show on his own, and right. So many of these guys couldn't. Roseanne couldn't do it. You just like an A-level all-star cast around them, and it's hard to make it work. But man, when it does, because you know, I mean, Newhart was always a very low key guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, his whole signature bit was him talking on the phone and doing a one-way conversation.
Right.
You know?
As a comedian, yeah, that was
right.
Great.
And the patients are kind of like that, you know,
right.
Audience, you know, and they just catered it around him so specifically, and it was really well done.
You have to put him up there, too, because he had two hit sitcoms where he was basically his own low-key self, and the way they ended the second one is maybe the most brilliant ending in TV history when they called back his first wife. He's like, oh, I had this dream. I owned an inn. It was just so great.
It was a great callback.
Brilliant.
The other one I have is Ray Romano. Again, a stellar, stellar cast. And on his own, it was just like, he's got that weird voice. He's very, you know, it was like, could he pull it off? And then, boy, did they put an all-star cast around him, man. And it just worked. It just worked. And that's Phil Rosenthal, too. You got to give it up.
Right. He was the Larry David of that show. I read recently, probably a couple weeks ago, that the Ray Romano was supposed to have Joe Rogan's role in News Radio. Did you know that?
I did know that. He was fired.
He got fired, yeah.
Yeah.
So and there you go.
It was such a small part, too. I was like, what were they looking for in that role? That was
right.
What did Rogan have, like two lines a week? I mean, it was like in one or two scenes. I mean, it was just, we got to, you know, get rid of him. And then the other famously firing one was, who was it from Friends? Phoebe from Friends? Lisa Kudrow.
Oh.
She was fired from being Frasier's engineer, the Roz part.
Oh,
Frasier.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
She may have gotten as far as the pilot, but yeah, she was fired at the last minute and recast. And then she did so okay.
Brutal. Yeah, she
but
did
if she
well
had gotten, she wouldn't have gotten Friends if she had gotten, you know, the other one. So
she made a lot more money at Friends. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
For sure. Here's my last one for you, Mike. Larry Sanders, Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders Show.
Brilliant.
Outstanding.
Brilliant. Have you gone back? Have you done a deep dive?
Yeah, I have four or five go-to episodes that I go to periodically. The one where the Hanker Sizer. The one where Artie gets caught in bad traffic and they don't want to tell Larry the producer's not there.
Right.
And the one where Jeremy Piven, it's Larry's birthday and they're all trying to figure out what to get Larry to kiss up to him. I mean, there's some brilliant, it's some of the best TV ever.
Ever, ever. Yeah. And the best cast. And it's really incredible. But I'd love to go back and just for Rip Torn alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Have a salty dog.
I think I told you when I was at Century City once at a movie and I walked into the restroom and at the urinal was Jeffrey Tambor. So I sidle up next to him and there's a lot of other urinals available, but I wanted to stand next to him. It was so hard not to go, hey now.
Hey now.
I didn't. But oh man, was it tough not to do that. He was
hey
so
now.
Great.
So good. It was so good. Everybody was so good.
Yeah,
and the only thing that's changed about it, but I mean, yes, the business has totally changed and those late night shows are not what they used to be, but good writing is good writing.
Absolutely.
You know, it just that lasts. Good joke.
Agreed.
Is a good joke.
Mike, this was fun, as always, my friend. Thank you so much. Enjoy that sunshine and warm weather and think about your old pal, Petey. And let's
always do, Pete.
Let's do it again soon.
And you're always welcome to come out.
Oh, Really? Okay. Yes. I'll see you this weekend.
Okay. So done, like, oh, and done.
And your girlfriend's like, what did you say to him? He's coming now? Okay. Thank you, buddy. Much appreciated, Pete. Mike.
Good to see you. Right.
Mike Siegel, folks, check out the Travel Tales podcast. Truly one of the best ones out there. Mike does a great job. So let's get caught up on some text here. How behind am I, Aaron?
Not very.
Not very. Okay. We've got Carol from Madison in the 608. And this is, I should have read this from Mike, was there. Pete, either 4 or 8 years ago, the curling team from McFarland, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison, took gold in the Olympics. I remember that.
Now I do too. That was impressive.
That was impressive. Hey, a gold medal is a gold medal, right? I mean, whether it's a sport I'm really into or not, I have nothing but respect for someone who brings home a gold medal. So we've got, let's get back here to the text line and see where we're at. We've got Monica from Mount Horeb says, have to have mushrooms and black olives. No dead flies.
What's that? I should hope there are no dead flies on anybody's pizza.
Kind of understood. Yeah. She continues, I think one time there was a dead fly in the box when it got closed up. It wound up on my pie. Speaking of flies, seems too much of a coincidence that Conrad bailed after Flygate, what I'm calling your zipper breaking incident. Wow, that's very clever, Monica. Thank you. Zomers, watch out for Schwab's wardrobe malfunctions. That was really weird. I did speak openly about that on the show, Zomers. I think we sent that to you for promo because it was just me being forthcoming and saying, you know what? I'm doing the show with my fly open. It was one of those nights.
And you know, the show must go on.
What am I supposed to do, right? But Monica has a great memory. Thank you for that. Thank you for the text, Monica. Where else? What do we have here? We've got Tom in Hartford says, I like the halftime show. Also, the game was one of the better games I have seen for a Super Bowl.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Yes. You could certainly argue the halftime show was because it was the most viewed ever, so people obviously didn't turn it off. But the game, I would disagree with you on, but I appreciate the text. AJ from Madison in the 608 says, jalapeno, black olives, and pepperoni.
Got a couple of social media comments.
Yeah, lay them on me.
Mike Mercury says, are you just pimping for big pizza?
Always, Mike. Scott in the 608 says, hey, Pete, onion goes great with onion. With garlic, onion goes great with pineapple. Onions is a great topping. And FYI, a great guest would be Paul Grimstad of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Paul's a UW grad and UW-Madison grad, and he appears in the Marty Supreme movie and in the movie One Battle After... Oh, in the battle movie with all the awards. One battle after another. You're from Manitowoc, Zomers.
I sure am. You know, maybe I can get the hookup.
Yeah. Hook a brother up, man. Thank you for the text. Appreciate that, Scott. Monica also says... did I read that? I already read that, yeah. John says, garbage pizza. This is John from Oshkosh. More toppings, the better. Yeah. Because at some point, it just becomes a big mess. And it's still going to taste good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like you either got to go with a ton of toppings or very minimal.
Okay.
Like a good margarita pizza, if it's like you know, Italian style, that thin crust, a wood-baked or wood stove-baked pizza. Those are delicious.
I got nothing against margarita pizza. I'm with you, buddy. Richard from the 608 says, thin crust garbage pizza, my favorite. Another vote for garbage. Tom from Hartford said, let's save that one, Zomers. We short on time here, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, we're coming right back. Rich LoCascio's up next, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight Wrestling Talk and more of your texts coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back.
This is the Mountain Goats. It's the song Foreign Object off their album Beat the Champ, which is all about pro wrestling.
I don't know their stuff that much, but what I hear from them, I absolutely love. And that, of course, is in reference to our next guest, who will be along in just a moment. Rich LoCascio is coming up. Let's get caught up on a couple more texts here. Zomers, Tom from the 262 says, gotta have pepperoni, extra cheese, mushrooms is good, a small amount of cooked onion, prefer thin crust. I like to buy pizza from Crossroads 2 in St. Martin's, which is near Hale's Corners. When I get the pizza home, I put butter on, oh my God, I put butter on each slice, let it melt, then a little cracked pepper and a small amount of sea salt. The best, try it, you will be amazed. Wow, Tom from Hartford.
Seems like you've got it down to a science.
That's fantastic. He says worst is anchovies and maybe pineapple. Okay, I'm kind of with you there, Tom. Thank you for the suggestion, though. Cheryl in the 715 says pizza choice, chicken, pepperoni, and pineapple, but with barbecue sauce, not pizza sauce. I like that, too. That can be very good at times. Like the station show at any time of day. Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. Nice to hear that. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your text. Let's see, where are we at here? Let's try to get a couple more in here before we bring Rich in. Carol, we read that one. Are we caught up, Somers?
We just got another one from John in Madison.
Yes, our pal John Murray from Madison in the 608 says, hello and good evening, gents. Here's my notion on toppings. Any combo of toppings you like sounds good to me because I like everything except for broccoli. That's all in caps, by the way, Zomers. Great side dish at dinner, broccoli, but if you add it to any combo of even like 10 toppings on a pizza, you only end up with a stinky broccoli cloud pizza. Thanks for a great show. Thank you, John. Thank you for the inside info.
I'm going to have to agree on that. Broccoli has its place in a lot of dishes, and pizza is not one of them, in my opinion.
I agree. Did we get all the social media texts?
No, there are a few more. Amanda Nimmer says, no pineapple, anchovies, barbecue sauce, Canadian bacon, or lettuce. So none of those. Those are all out.
Oh, okay.
And make sure that it is stuffed crust.
That's quite a list.
Also,
Go ahead, Aaron.
Matt Harper, pepperoni and hot sauce.
Hot sauce on a pizza. I think I love that.
I've put hot honey on a cheese pizza before. That was pretty good.
That sounds really good. We've got Boris Hamilton says no onions, bell peppers, or pineapple. Most everything else is fine. Okay. And my pal Vince Maranto, who was on the show last week, says my build a pizza is as follows in order of importance. Sausage, green peppers, onion, or Italian beef, hot jardinera. Anything else is fine. Not a big fan of pineapple or tomato slices. Where are you at with tomato slices, Zomers?
I think it really depends on the sauce and how thick the sauce is and everything.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it just conflicts with it, and it's just wrong.
I agree with you, and I agree with Vince there as well. Mike Desitel, I've never met a pizza I didn't like, and it shows. Oh, come on, Mike. None of us have. Hey, let's ask our next guest what he thinks about pizza. We're going to talk wrestling. We're going to talk WRJN. But first off, my pleasure, folks. It is always my pleasure to welcome the immensely talented, always entertaining Rich LoCascio. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Mr. Pine Tree Mahler, how are you, sir?
Dude, you know what? I dropped that earlier when I was talking about your appearance on the show, and I think that only works if I explain to people that there's a mall in Marinette called the Pine Tree Mall. What do you
think? That's right.
All right. It sounds cool on its own. I'm just saying.
It does. Like, it's out of context completely. It totally works. And, like, it instills fear, and that's the important thing, right?
Exactly. Hey, you're a Jersey boy, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. How do you like your pizza, Rich?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked me that question, Pete. So, my go-to, and I have to tell you, it's almost impossible to find out here in Wisconsin, but it's something that screams Wisconsin because it's all about cheese. Have you ever heard of white pizza?
Is that with, like, garlic sauce?
You can do garlic sauce. There's so many different iterations of white pizza, but the most important thing is mozzarella, ricotta, and you put some fresh vegetables on there, some garlic, some olive oil drizzle. It is amazing.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic.
I thought white pizza.
So you can't get that anywhere?
I haven't seen it anywhere in Wisconsin, and I am open to somebody saying, hey, Rich on the radio, we'll do that for you.
All right. Good. So if you know, let's help a Jersey brother out here, folks.
Absolutely.
What were you going to say, Zomers?
I thought that white pizza was just like Jack's cheese or whatever the cheapest frozen cheese pizza you have.
Forget about it.
Spoken like a true Jersey boy. Rich, it's great to have you on the program tonight. How are things at WRJN? We're going to talk some wrestling after the news, but is everything okay? You mentioned you're doing the sales. You're on air. You're kind of doing everything.
I am, and this is not to prop myself up, but I'm wearing a lot of different hats. I'm in sales. I'm managing big deals. I'm doing commercials. I'm hosting a show on Sundays called the Sunday Sampler on WRJN. We're doing local news, timeless hits. I love the music. This is the music that I grew up with. So it is the perfect synergy, everything put together. And I love what I do. And I have so much passion behind it. You of all people, Pete, know that.
I do know that. You do that. You bring that with your wrestling and then everything. So we're going to talk wrestling with Rich after the news. He was part of a really cool event this past weekend. And he's got more stuff to talk about that's coming up. We're also going to talk about who his favorite wrestlers turned actors are. Bud in Janesville on the 608 over the rebroadcast said, hey, Pete, now I'm, no, I can't read that just yet. We'll read Bud's other text when we come back. Hey, this is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. I am so glad you're here, folks. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, we're going to talk a little wrestling. And this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. It is great to have you here. I want to finish this text before we get back to our guest. This is from the rebroadcast. Bud is always good about texting in the 608. He says, this is from after Friday night show. Hey, Pete and Aaron, just wanted to chime in on your question. I believe the Patriots are going to win in extra innings 3-2. A call back to Zomers' prediction. Love your show, and I do enjoy the Zomers. Bud from Janesville, P.S. just called in a water main break on Lafayette Street and the things I see slinging papers. he's out there all by himself, Zomers.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. Hey, Rich LoCascio is here, folks. He is an account executive and on-air host at WRJN. He's also an outstanding wrestling ring announcer. He gave me the nickname the Pine Tree Mauler, which I think is pretty I almost said a bad word there, but I think it's really cool. Rich, how are you tonight? You hanging in there, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I mean, all things considered, I mean, you would think, you know, me being a ring announcer, everything's all fine and well. I do a show once a month and everything. Can't really say that happened a couple nights ago, because hey, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I came out, shook hands with everybody in the front row, I got into the ring, started doing my introduction. Next thing I know, three guys tackled me, I'm restrained in the corner. One's got my one arm, one's got my other arm, and the other one's got my microphone, microphone, Pete. And he's saying some pretty defamatory things in my direction. None of which that I can repeat on this show.
No, you can't.
I cannot. You saw the footage.
I saw a lot of the footage, and I saw this. Let's back up just for a second. This was at Headlocks. What was the event was called?
House of Headlock.
House of Headlock. And how are you feeling after that?
Sore, embarrassed, emasculated.
What triggered it, Rich? Because I did see, I saw two different videos. I saw one where you stood up and you were squaring off with a guy. You took your glasses off. You marched over there. Was the thing where you got restrained right after that?
No, brother, you're burying the lead. Hold on a second here. So the video of me getting tackled, restrained, that happened at the beginning of the night. Okay. What happened at the end of the night was basically me blowing a gasket, because I mean, I felt so embarrassed. And my girlfriend sitting front row witnessed all of this happening. And I, you know, it doesn't happen often, Pete. You know, I'm a pretty even keeled guy.
Yeah.
But in front of my friends, my girlfriend, my peers, I had to take a stand.
I would say so. Where, tell us where that was, Rich. I had the poster here. I'm looking for it. The house. Oh, here it is. House of Headlocks presents Standoff. Oh, wait a minute. That's the one in March.
Yeah, that's the third anniversary show coming up Saturday, March 7th. So House of Headlocks is a wrestling training school in Butler, Wisconsin. And what we do is, you know, for people that are interested in getting into the business, we teach them everything that they need to know. So, and I can tell you, they're in good hands. These are people that I've known for years, and everything is down to a science. It's really good. And basically what House of Headlocks wants to do is, I know it sounds kind of cliche, but bring up the next crop of superstars in the business in southeastern Wisconsin in the hopes that they make it to WWE or All Elite Wrestling or New Japan Pro Wrestling or one of the bigger bigger companies in the eyes of professional wrestling.
Man, so, all right, so, okay, House of Headlocks. Now walk us back to this weekend, the incident, as I will call it from here on out. What was said to you that set you off, that made you, who were sitting ringside, stand up, take your glasses off like you're Clint Eastwood, and walk over there was it a callback from what had happened earlier? Because you look like a total badass, dude.
So, yeah, it was a callback to earlier. So, basically, so now there's five of these guys in this group, which I will affectionately refer to as the Mickey Mouse Club, because that's what I called them last month, ironically. Now, there's five of these guys. Now, three of them decided to come out and completely embarrass me, humiliate me, restrain me in the corner. Not cool. You know, as a ring announcer, I'm not supposed to be physically involved. And there's a line that was crossed. These guys should know you're not supposed to put your hands on the ring announcer. They crossed the line. So
why did they do that?
They obviously were pretty upset about what I said. I called them the Mickey Mouse Club, and you know, I embarrassed them, not from a physical standpoint, but I got the crowd on my side because, you know, I have that magnetic personality, Pete.
Yes, you do.
And they just didn't like that. So what they did was they figured that they could make an example out of me, and they proved their point, but I did not go down without a fight, and we'll allude to that. I want to get to what the video that you saw that was from the end of the night.
Yeah, I had trouble playing one of them because of a TikTok thing. Even though I have TikTok, it kept pushing me to the App Store. It was very confusing. But this all took place February 7th. How, you know, I thought at one point you were on the show, Rich, and you said you didn't really do a ton of wrestling. I'm just amazed, like, that you got in the middle of that as an announcer.
Yeah. So to go to what you were saying before, as far as, so you got these five Mickey Mouse Club guys in the ring, you know, they're standing their ground like, hey, we run everything here. The actual promoter comes out from the back and says, listen, this ain't cool. So here's what's going to happen. On Saturday, March 7th, we're going to have a five-on-five match, and it's going to be what he calls Mustafa rules, which, I mean, I don't even know what that is. So, but I tell you what, I'm very intrigued. So three guys representing House of Headlocks came out and said, you know what? I want to be on the side of House of Headlocks and forget the Mickey Mouse guys. So they're looking for two more guys. Like, okay, so the promoter's like, okay, so who's going to step up? Who wants to join us? And all of a sudden you hear me say, hang on a second. And then that's when I blew a gasket. I stood up, I took my glasses off, and the crowd just went nuts. And I start walking over to the ring, and I grab a steel chair,
Oh, and that's right. You look like you're going to throw the chair and go full Bobby Knight on them.
So I've coined this term, and I'm about to use it right now. Long time ago, Pete, I dispensed what is called Jersey justice. I almost had to make it. A call back there, and it's not necessarily something that I'm proud of, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I got to stand up for myself, and especially in front of my girlfriend, in front of my friends and my peers, I'm absolutely going to do that. It's like a switch going off. The switch was flipped, and there I am.
Dude, I know that wrestling has this reputation. It's this, it's that, it's not real, whatever. Your expression and the look you had on your face was real. And it's not, even if, you know, I mean, I just know you. And I was blown away. I'm like, he is really ticked off right now. Or you're a great actor, Rich.
So I'm going to give you a slight peek behind the curtain here, Pete.
Okay.
So as I'm walking over to the promoter, he's dead thinking like, okay, Rich, are you about to lend your services? Do you want to be the fourth guy in this team? I didn't answer that question, but here I am, you know, fuming, holding a steel chair. My girlfriend's sitting in the front row, and all I say to her is, I love you. I'm sorry. She didn't know that this was going to happen. So the reaction that you hear from her is 100% genuine.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great, dude. Rich LoCascio is my guest. He is an account executive and on-air host at WRJN, one of our Civic Media brothers here. And he is also a very talented and very busy ring announcer who got thrown into the fray last weekend. Now tell us what's going to happen on March 7th. It's this House of Headlocks. It's the same organization.
Yes,
sir. Is there going to be retribution? Is there going to be follow-up? What? Walk us through that. And where can people see it if they want to go?
So what they got to do is they got to go the House of Headlocks Facebook page, ticketsource.com/HOH, Saturday, March 7th. The name of the show is called Standoff. It is the three-year anniversary show for House of Headlocks. The main event will be a five-on-five match.
Whoa.
Team House of Headlocks versus, I will actually call them what they are referred to as, the Dark Match Mafia. Those are the guys that jumped me at the beginning of the show on Saturday night. So what I've been telling people on social media, people that I've been showing this video to, you included, Pete, is the fact that on Saturday, March 7th, one way or another, I will have my vengeance.
That is Rich LoCascio doing his best Maximus, I think. So what does that mean, Rich? I mean, you're the announcer. Are you going to go in there and start kicking ass and taking names? Like, are you worried that these guys are going to bury you?
At this point, you know what? All bets are off.
Okay.
And a good strategist never reveals his game plan before the day of the battle.
All right. Very well said. Well, I wish you luck, and I hope you come back and tell us how it went. I'm a little frightened for you as your friend. You're a big guy. I'm sure you don't back down from anybody, but, like, you're the announcer. You know, I mean, this is a little out of your wheelhouse here, but I think that's pretty admirable, too.
I'm going to be getting in the gym over the next few weeks, Pete, and, you know, it's lit a fire in me that I didn't think existed anymore.
Listen, I took martial arts for years, Rich, and I don't remember any of it. happy to help you out if I can. Tell us what's going on with WrestleMania 42 in April. This is a big event. Is this coming to Wisconsin?
No. Okay. I wish. I mean, I would love if WrestleMania came to, like, American Family Field or they have it at Camp Randall or something like that. That would be spectacular, but... WrestleMania 42 is going back to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and the Royal Rumble just happened recently, and the buildup now, it's really interesting. We don't know all the ins and outs because we're over 2 months away from WrestleMania, but the one match that they've already started building is Roman Reigns, who you remember Roman Reigns from WrestleMania 40,
sure,
versus CM Punk, who is the current World Heavyweight Champion. So these two guys had 16 years rather of history as far as the business is concerned. And there's two massive egos. I'll put it like that. Two massive egos. When you have two alpha rams coming together, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, so before we let you go, Rich, how are we doing on time, Aaron?
40 seconds.
Oh, I hear music. Okay, we're coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes with my pal Rich LoCascio, who is joining us over the stream from beautiful Southeast Wisconsin. And we're going to ask, I want to ask you, Rich, who your favorite actor wrestler is. We'll do that when we come back. AZ can weigh in and I'll weigh in as
AZ's
well.
AZ's got my back.
That's how we'll wrap up this show tonight, folks. This has been fun. We'll also read your texts. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is so great to have you here. We've had a fun Monday night, and one last text we've got here on the stream. Cornell says, try some Jägermeister liqueur 56 gargle. A little clears the throat and lungs. I don't know if that was for me or for Rich.
I think
Lecassian,
so, since you've got the cough going on.
I got the cough. I went to the doctor. I get this cough, Rich, that won't go away. I could not wrestle an ounce.
Interesting. Now, I was thinking the suggestion, I think I can't do that as part of my training regimen here. So, I mean,
yeah, right.
I mean, I could, but I'd be backsliding already on day two, essentially.
That's hilarious.
If either of you do need some Jägermeister, I do have a bottle that you can pour from that I got for $20, like 5 years. It's a lifetime supply, and it was on clearance, and so I bought it. Because how often do you actually use Jägermeister?
True. That's a good point.
That's the story of my life, AZ. If it's on clearance, I'm going to buy it.
I go a step further. If it's free, it's me. That's my. That's how I roll.
I love that.
Rich, before we let you go, I have to ask you, you're a big personality. You're a very talented guy. You're on the air. You're behind the scenes. You're doing the performing with the wrestling announcing. Who's your favorite wrestler that made that transition from the ring to the big screen?
I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah.
They Live. I love that movie. And it's, and again, that fight scene between Roddy Piper and Keith David, that was all real. Like, I mean, they got a lot of good footage. And you could see at the end, like, you can't fake that.
Right. Well, that's a great, I totally forgot about that movie. Who's the other one?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, loved him in Predator.
Predator, The Running Man. I mean,
that's both
of those, you can't go wrong with either one of those. And I'll give you, watch the movie No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan. There's a lot of great wrestling cameos in there.
Okay. What about Batista? How do you feel about David Batista? I think he might be my favorite, at least modern day one.
So I got nothing against David Batista. I think he's a great actor. Now, I will tell you, I was a little confused because I heard that he is going to be in a new movie called The Wrecking Crew. And the first thing that I think about when I hear the words The Wrecking Crew is the session musicians that did all the hits back in the 60s. So I'm like, so is Dave Bautista going to be playing guitar, playing drums? Like, how does that going to work? And then I saw the trailer and I'm like, whoa, I was completely surprised.
Yeah, that was great. I think he's just a likable guy and kind of underplays things. In fact, I saw him and I thought that guy's pretty good. He's got to be an ex-jock or a wrestler. I didn't know who he was the first time I saw him, and I thought it was great. Rich, please take care of yourself. Don't run your trap too much.
Considered.
All right, I know you like the jaw, man, but you need to stay in one piece. You have a girlfriend. You got a great gig here at Civic Media. Just take it easy.
I know. April keeps telling me that. And it's like, there's, for me, there's not enough hours in a day. But again, you know, when somebody tests your manhood, I'll put it like that. Somebody tests your manhood and attacks you when it's, it happened a month ago. I called them the Mickey Mouse Club a month ago. Like, yeah. I mean, is it really that damaging to their egos?
Apparently so. Well, next time you come back, I just want you in one piece. That's all I'm saying. And
I can't promise that, but I will do the best I can.
Thank you, sir. Always fun to talk to you, buddy. Keep up the great
work. Thank you. BAG, you guys are the best.
Thanks, Rich. Back at you. That is Rich LoCascio. I'll have to share these videos with you, Aaron. They're pretty.
Yeah, I have not seen that.
It's disturbing. I on the one hand, I'm impressed that he did not back down. But on the other hand, it's like, you know, it's okay to back down. You know, don't overdo this. I would like to thank all my guests tonight, including Rich LoCascio, Mike Siegel, Kurt Krause, Antonio Polk, and Chris Opper from the Door County Film Festival. That should be a gas this weekend. Tomorrow night on Nightlight, I've got actor and comedian Lenny Schmidt, who's going to tell us about the role he did on the show Southland. And who else we got tomorrow, Aaron? Is it Matt Miller? Matt Miller. I love it. Yes, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller will be here. Wednesday, we've got Rob Thomas, Civic Media's own Greg Bach, and a filmmaker to be named later. It's going to be a blast, folks. A couple more texts here before we get out of here. John Murray also says boneless buffalo wings pizza. You heard about that?
I've not tried that, but I mean, buffalo chicken pizza is good, so I'm sure that would be good.
So good. I totally agree. Tony the Trucker from the 608 says, Pete, anything and everything is good, just no anchovies. Quantity is also important. Too much toppings and the pizza doesn't cook properly. Yeah, that's a great point. He says, I hate a soggy crust. I'm with you, Tony the Trucker. Chris from Sun Prairie says, sausage, pepperoni, green olives, mushrooms is my go-to, but I can eat anything on pizza, but it's got to be really thin crust or Chicago deep dish. No in between. Wow. Chicago has the best deep dish pizza hands down. Oh, and I agree with one of your listeners. Don't broccoli on pizza. Makes me sick just thinking about it. And I can't do barbecue sauce. Just can't do it, not on pizza. I have to say, I like barbecue sauce on pizza, but I get it, Chris. Thank you for the text, my friend. 818 Bridget says, I like veggies on my pizza. I don't like pineapple. Are you surprised, Aaron? Not as many people said veggies?
No, I feel like, I don't know. I could see veggies going either way. I feel like most people don't really care. And then I could see that being polarizing, just not quite as much as pineapple.
All right. Well said.
Although we did get a few people who don't like peppers.
We'll say that again.
We did get a few people who don't like peppers, and I got to say, I'm a big fan of bell peppers on pizza. Just not banana peppers.
Steady Eddie says, Pete, please sing to the Dean Martin hit song, When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Thin Crust Pizza Pie, topped with lots of Italian sausage and Wisconsin cheese, but no pineapple or anchovies. That's amore. And that is Steady Eddie, folks. Perfect out. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. On behalf of Mr. Aaron Zommers, I'm Pete Schwab saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.